welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. This is episode 4 of our Christmas programming, and we're kicking off with another great set of Christmas songs. And today we also have a very special guest joining me in the studio for a one-on-one interview about his song Guitar Beneath the Tree, which is one of my favorite Christmas songs. And this is none other than Richard Simpson from Silent Stranger, the band from Canada. So today we're kicking off the show with Tony Clark with the song Snow is Falling in New York, which is a great, great Christmas song. And I must say, every song on the WAFM 99 radio show during our Christmas programming is just beautiful Christmas songs. So if you want to listen to just great Christmas songs, tune into WAFM 99. Coming in at number 2 is Sage Hill with their song Yeah, It's Christmas, followed by Cody Joe Hodges with Tangled in the Christmas Lights. Now, this is a very country song. Some of your country fans out there will really like this. After Cody, we have Richard Simpson joining me in the studio for a really cool interview, talking about his amazing Christmas song, followed by Richard Simpson's Guitar Beneath the Tree single. And then we have Merry Christmas Everyone. No, this is not the Shaken Stevens one, but this is by a band called Christmas Hearts Club Band. Now, they obviously make only Christmas music. Again, a cool track. Followed by Jenny Van Alstyne with her song Silent Night, but this is an acoustic version of Silent Night. At number 7 is Joe L. Stanford with his song Holy Night. So Silent Night to Holy Night. And then at number 8 is Novelty Pros with their song Best Christmas Ever. Now, Novelty Pros, we've played their song before, like on last year's Christmas programming. And this is kind of a naughty song where they find, you know, weed and they're smoking their grandma's weed and they call it the best Christmas ever. A little different from their regular Christmas songs. Number 9 sees Jack Franklin Wise with The Little Child in Me. Number 10 is Zoe Jack, Let It Be for Christmas. And last but not least is Behold the Night by Karen Benedetto. So these are 11 Christmas songs, including a great Christmas interview. So I hope you enjoy this. Tune in on Friday for our next episode. We're going to have back-to-back episodes coming up now. Christmas is just around the corner. Merry Christmas, everyone. Oliver Sean signing out.
The snow is falling down, covers all the town, and the red tail lights make it hard to see. 'Cause the snow is falling down on New York Town. Standing by the door, and the turkey's on the table, presents by the score. That old time feeling, it takes me back for sure. The fairy lights just twinkle as the snowflakes start to fall, takes me back to yesterday when I had it all. And the snow keeps falling down on New York Town. Well, I get that old time feeling. Well, I've been here before. There's a smell of the cooking. You're standing by the door, and the turkey's on the table, presents by the score. That old time feeling, it takes me back for sure. Thank you. told her she couldn't catch her breath, and the snow keeps falling down on New York Town. So I get that old time feeling, I've been here before. There's a smell of the cooking, you're standing by the door, and the turkey's on the table, presents by the score. That old time feeling, it takes me back for sure. And the snow keeps falling down on New York Town.
Let's get tangled. tangled in the Christmas lights tonight. I'll play Santa and promise to deliver by midnight. Let's play with all the toys, don't make a lot of noise, and I promise to hang your stocking just right. So keep that elf up on the shelf that we're keeping to ourselves. Let's spike that hot cocoa, 'cause I feel like getting loco. Let's get tangled in the Christmas lights tonight. We can make some cookies and you can feed me a bite. Let's deck all the halls before I make you climb the wall, and I'll tell you a Christmas story about how it's a wonderful life. Let's get tangled in the Christmas lights tonight. Tomorrow's Christmas cheer will last throughout the year, but tonight I wanna make your eyes shine bright. Let's get tangled in the Christmas lights tonight. Let's get tangled in the Christmas lights tonight.
Right, folks, so I said I'm going to have one of my favorite artists all the way from Canada. He's an 80s legend. This is none other than Richard Simpson from Silent Stranger, the band. Richard, how you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. Great to have you on the show. And we have you. This is like the third time you're on the radio show.
I believe it is, yeah. 1 year ago, yes, and then once in the spring, yeah.
Absolutely. So Richard, you're on the show because you're our number one featured artist on the Independent Number One's Christmas Special compilation.
Yes.
And this is my favorite song, Guitar Beneath the Tree. And I must say, it's not just my favorite Christmas song. It's, in general, it's one of my favorite songs because it kind of really hits me in the heart.
Well, I think it would hit a lot of guitar players like that, too.
I think so.
Once they hear it.
I know we've spoken about this song before, and just so the fans know, aside from being our featured artist on this year's compilation, you were also part of last year's compilation as well. So give us just a little story about Guitar Beneath the Tree.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is one of my newer songs, and it just came to me one time. The idea of what would a young boy want for Christmas. Even if they're 5 or 6 years old, they probably dream about something like this. Even though, or maybe it's a video game, or maybe it's a baseball glove if you live in North America or whatever. But I could only write it from the side of a guitar.
When I was 8 years old, my Christmas letter to Santa was a guitar. Well, it was since I was 6, actually. But then when I was 8, I finally got that guitar, you see. So,
and was it for Christmas?
It was for Christmas, yes, it was.
Okay.
And the thing is...
Yeah, I'll be honest. People have asked me since, like myself, did I get a guitar for Christmas? Well, I didn't. Okay. But I did get one for my birthday. Yeah, my mother just went to me. She said, get your coat. We're going to go for a drive.
Cool.
And we went to the local music store, and this is when she said, we're going to buy you a guitar. And they weren't too expensive.
Okay.
And actually, I picked out a Yamaha 12-string guitar.
Oh, really?
Well, I had my father's guitar. That's the one I learned on, was a guitar that my father had sitting around in the upstairs up closet or something, and he never played it. I never heard him play the guitar, ever. I bought a chord book. So in a way, autobiographically, the song does follow how I play guitar. It does describe many other people how they pick up a guitar and learn how to play it.
One of the great things about songwriting is that if you write a song that a lot of people can relate to with their own stories, that's usually a hit, you know. So that's something that's really cool, and I think a great idea for songwriters. They should learn from that, you know.
Yes, yes. And, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but the first title I did have was Guitar from Santa.
Oh, really? And you didn't mention that. No.
No, I didn't. But I couldn't get a melody to work around that.
Well, I'm glad you got a Guitar Beneath the Tree, because that just it just clicked,
that,
you know?
That was the next concept that came up. Well, you know, a Christmas tree, well, Santa put stuff under the Christmas tree. Awesome. And then that's how it worked out. But I wanted to get it done because when I was on Evan's show, I mentioned that I'm kind of working with a radio station in the Quakertown, Pennsylvania now, with a friend of mine. He owns the station. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get this song done so it could be on his Christmas show last year, but he started recording in the summer.
Okay.
So I kind of, in a way, I was rushed, but some of the lyrics just came bang, 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 bang. And it's wow. So I got it done. It got on the show. It's going to be on the show again this year.
Oh, great.
And probably every year.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing about a good Christmas song is that it doesn't have a shelf life, you see. Every Christmas, it can be replayed. Like on my show, I know for a fact Guitar Beneath the Tree is going to be a standard issue on the show.
I hope so, yes. I mean, I plan on submitting it for the CD next year and every year after that, too.
And also, speaking of Evan's show, you were in New York recently on our partner show, The Evan Ginsberg Show, and I'm so glad I saw you live on that. You know, I saw you on because they were streaming it and we could watch it live. Yeah. It was great. And then you couldn't remember the WOAFM 99 radio show. And I was like, no way.
He was mentioning it, and I said, oh yeah, well, he's got a show. It's on YouTube. It's on Podbean. And I drew a blank on the name of the radio show, and I went, God.
But it was great to see you in New York City. It was fantastic. Yeah. And Evan had great things to say about you. You know, he's hoping to have you back on the show again.
And well, he mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, and I also wanted to talk about your new album, which is basically all your great songs all together, and it was released recently.
Yeah.
And it was on the Grammy nomination, first round nomination list, which is fantastic news for you.
Great, yeah. I mean, I got the list, and like even yourself, you're nominated.
Yeah, we were on in one category. We were together.
I think so. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
but some of them, I was surprised. Like for Guitar Beneath the Tree, nominated or is in the list of the ballots for production and.
To be fair, that's the first round of nominations because Grammys they have two rounds of nominations and the first round is selected from like 8,000 entries. So if you make the top 100 or the top 300 or 200, that's a big thing in its own right, you know. Congratulations on that, my friend.
Thank you.
And Guitar Beneath the Tree was part of it, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's great.
It was one of the songs, yeah. It's so there were four songs that were in the nomination
in the list,
ballot.
Yeah. I think 10 were entered and then they chose four. Something like that.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, well there's 10 songs on the CD, yeah.
They finally, the Grammy committee finally chooses the songs that they think are exceptional recordings. And these four, I suppose, made it. And Guitar Beneath the Tree made it, which, you know, I rest my case. That is one of your best songs. But Richard, before we go, what's coming up in 2018?
Well, I just plan on recording more songs anyway for now. And I do want to get a video made with you guys for this song, Guitar Beneath the Tree. It'd be good if I can get it in for next Christmas.
And I'm really looking forward to doing it. And you'll be a producer on it. So you'll be a video producer too very soon.
Well, I kind of do that when I do record my songs, even though it's done in a studio, I have input. So in a way, I am producing or co-producing the songs that when they get recorded
obviously,
like that.
I mean, you're being promoted as a record producer because all this music is yours and you're the producer for those songs.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
So you got to get out there and tell people that you are a record producer. Don't just call yourself a composer, man. You're a record producer, songwriter, everything.
That's true.
Excellent. And Richard, before you go, please, can you just repeat your social media? So we always like to tell fans that constantly.
Our website is www.silentstranger.com. Twitter is at Silent Stranger 6.
Yep.
Facebook, I don't know it.
Actually, just go to at WOA International on Facebook and you'll find Silent Stranger on almost every second post. Also, I'd like to tell fans to go to independentnumberones.com, the website, and if you click on featured artist, you know, the links of the featured artist, featured artist number one is Silent Stranger, which has this beautiful CD cover, the inlay cover, which has links to all your social media, by the way, so, which is another great thing. Yeah, so that would be a great place for fans to go and look and check out the brand new Christmas compilation.
Yes.
Excellent.
So it's available now. Yeah,
it's available right now on iTunes, and it's a it's a top Christmas compilation. Right,
that's
Richard.
Great.
Thank you so much for being on the show again, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And I'm going to look forward to having you back on our show end of Jan, early Feb, okay?
Okay.
And you have a Merry Christmas.
And you too. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Robbie loved to watch them as they stranded in the show. He sat and watched without a sound, because he didn't know how to make the notes sing out loud. He wondered how it could be. So most of all, he'd like to get a guitar beneath the tree. He knew a guy who told him once, "I've got an old guitar. It'll need some work, some brand new strings, but it can take you far." So Robbie sat and learned some chords, a D and A and G. But most of all, he'd like a new guitar beneath the tree.
Love 'neath the mistletoe. mistletoe. Logs on the fire, trees aglow in the pure white snow. Christmas is magical, a time to forgive and celebrate. Everything's possible tonight. Throw your doubts away, step into the light.
And frosty air, and jingle bells ringing everywhere. Streets alive with hope. Santa is on his way, flying his sleigh around the world, bringing us gifts and lots of toys. While the children sleep, overwhelmed with joy.
Yeah. I could, The garlands made of cranberries are looking mighty good.
Smoking grandma's marijuana, getting high on Christmas Eve. Not to worry about tomorrow, just relaxing in the breeze. It's your medical condition that's brought this gift to me. Smoking grandma's marijuana, getting high on Christmas Eve. Smoking grandma's marijuana, getting high on Christmas Eve.
Thank you. on this very special night. So the hugs and the kisses from my family won't be missed. Let the snow on the window pane melt all the pain away. Peace, let it all keep still in love. Let it all be real in my honey. Be as close to me as honey. And the beat could be memories. Let them bring laughter on this for our hearts. Let it be.
She knew that he was the Son of God. and he had promises to keep. Jesus came so that we could know the truth, a simple message to lead us on our way. He knew that love was the only way to God, and that's still the same today. Behold the night so holy, rejoice in the glory of his birth. The heavens all smile upon this child. He was the love of God on earth. Oh, Christ was born. Behold the night so holy, rejoice in the glory of his birth. His gift to man, God's heavenly plan, to bring the love of God to earth. His gift to man, God's heavenly plan, to be the love of God. Amen.